Yeraisa.
Today's Amud is Yuma Nun Zayin Amud Aleph. We're holding seven lines from the bottom on the Vav Amud Beis. So says the Gemara, V'hiza mimenu ala pareichas k'neged aru mibachutz. We mentioned in the Mishnah that the Kohen Gadol, he first goes in with the dam of the par, and he sprinkles the dam of the par in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He then sprinkles the dam of the soyer in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He goes out and he sprinkles the dam of the par in the Heichal, k'neged the pareichas. And then he sprinkles the dam of the soyer in the Heichal, also k'neged the pareichas. And each time he sprinkles one time upwards and seven times downwards. We said that by the par, it only mentions the fact that it's seven times downwards. It doesn't tell us that it's one time upwards. And by the soyer, it doesn't tell us that it's seven times downwards, it only tells us that it's one time upwards, but we learn out each one from each other, we learn out the power from the Sayer and from the Sayer from the power, that both of them, each of them, is one time upwards and seven times downwards. Now the Gemara is going to tell us what's the Makar that after the Kohen Gadol sprinkles the dam in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that he then sprinkles the dam in the Heichal in this same Seder. So it says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa, which tells us this Makar, that he does it in the same way, that the Hazan and the Heichal is done the same as the Hazan and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because the Pasuk says, V'chein yaseh l'ayel ma'id. It says he should also sprinkle, this is what he should do in the ayel ma'id as well. So Ma'atam Alaymar, Rabbi Eliyakim explains that the word yaseh is extra. Could have just said, V'chein l'ayel ma'id. Why does the Torah say yaseh? To teach us that k'shem shemazah l'fnai v'lefnim, kach mazah b'heichal. The same way he's mazah in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, l'fnai v'lefnim, that's exactly how he's mazah in the Heichal. Meaning that malif naivilufnim achas lamaila vishavilamata midama par, just like in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he first sprinkles one time upwards and seven times downwards from the dam of the par, kach maza beheichal, he does the same thing in the heichal k'neged the pareichas. Ukeshem shalif naivilufnim achas lamaila vishavilamata midama sayer, and then just like in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he then sprinkles one time upwards and seven times downwards from the dam of the sayer, so kach maza beheichal, he does the same thing in the heichal k'neged the pareichas, sprinkles the dam of the soyer one time upwards and seven times downwards. So now that we mentioned this pasuk, so the Gemara just discusses the end of the pasuk. The end of the pasuk says, "Hashreichin itam b'seich tumaisam," that the Kodesh Baruch Hu dwells amongst you b'teich tumaisam. So says the Gemara. We learn out from here that afilu b'shas shehin tameim, even at a time when Klai Yisrael is tameim, meaning that they're over on averus. So shechina imahim still afal pikein, the shechina still rests amongst Klal Yisrael, even when they're betumaisam. Amar le'ahumina, says the Gemara, now a story related to this drasha. Amar le'ahumina l'Rabbi Chanina, a certain min, once that's Rabbi Chanina, he said, hashta bari tameyam atun. He said, now it's clear, it's pashut, that you, meaning Klal Yisrael, that you're tamei, meaning now bizman agolus, so it's pashut that you're tamei, and he was coming to say that, and obviously you don't have the shechina amongst you. Dechziv, because the pasuk says, how do I know that you're tamei? Because the pasuk says in Eich, that after the Charban, Tumasa Bishuleha, that Klal Yisrael has the Tumma, that their Begadim are dirty, meaning that they're Tame. So obviously, if you're called Tame, so obviously then you don't have the Shechina. However, Amar Le, Rabbi Chanina said to the Min, and it's not so. Tochazi, come and listen, come and see. Maksivbu, look what it says about Klal Yisrael. Look what the pasuk says. It says a sheichin itam b'seich tumaisam. It says that afilu bezman shein tameim, that even when Klal Yisrael considered tamei, still shechina shruya b'nayin, still the shechina is sharia between them amongst us, and therefore you're wrong. That's what Rabbi Chanina answered to the men. Says the Gemara Vayter. So it comes out with the Gemara just mentioned the drasha, that how do we know that he sprinkles one time upwards and seven times downwards in the dam of the pyre and the dam of the sayer? We learn it out from a hekesh, because the Torah says v'chein yaseh l'oil ma'id. So we have a hekesh that we say that just like you sprinkle in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so that's also how you're supposed to sprinkle the dam in the heichal. And so therefore we learn out that just like in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, each one, the dam, the pyre and the sayer, was sprinkled one time upwards and seven times downwards, so too in the Heichal, that's how it's done as well. The Kohen Gadol sprinkles one time upwards and seven times downwards. Now, how do we know that even in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that he sprinkles each one time upwards and seven times downwards? So that, we said, is also learned out from a Hekesh, because we compare the par to the Sayer, that each one should have the same halachos. So just like the Sayer is one time upwards, so to the par is one time upwards. And just like the par is seven times downwards, so to the Sayer is seven times downwards. Now, the problem with this is going to be that the Gemara in Zvachim, Tesla Mabay says that regarding Kachim, specifically with regards to Kachim, there's a rule that Davar Halam made Behekesha, something which you learn out from a Hekesh, you can't go ahead and make another Hekesh on that Hekesh. You can't learn out something in a Hekesh which that rule itself is learned from a Hekesh. Meaning over here, the Dam, how do we know that we sprinkle one time upwards by the Par? Oh, that's learned out from a Hekesh. How do we know that we sprinkle seven times downwards from this by the Sayer? That's also learned out from a Hekesh. So now you can't go ahead and then learn out the Heichal from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, because the Kodesh HaKadoshim itself was a limud from a Hekesh. So you can't make a Hekesh on a Hekesh. In fact, the Gemara, V'chidavar HaLamid BeHekesh, Chayzer Malamid BeHekesh, could something which is itself learned out from a Hekesh then go ahead and teach us also to another Halacha, also B'derech Hekesh? How could the Dam, how can we make a Hekesh from the Kodesh HaKadoshim to the Heichal when in the Kodesh HaKadoshim itself, the Par and the Sawyer, the Hazayis themselves were learnt out from a Hekesh? That's the Gemara's Kasha. So says the Gemara, Hai Haimenu V'davar Acherhu. The Gemara is going to say a few Terutzim. The Terutz number one, the Gemara says, is that this is not considered a Hekesh. This is considered Hai Haimenu V'davar Acherhu. Since the first Hekesh, what's the first Hekesh? The fact that we sprinkle one time upwards and seven times downwards, that itself is learnt out from a Hekesh, because the Par that it's one time upwards is learned from the Sayer, and the Sayer that it's seven times downwards is learned from the Par. Now says the Gemara that each one of those, the Par and the Sayer, have part of it that is written Lahedya in the Pasuk. By the Sayer it says Lahedya that you sprinkle it one time upwards. By the Par it says Lahedya that you sprinkle it seven times downwards. So really the fact that each one is sprinkled one time upwards and seven times downwards is half learnt out from itself. It's things written in the Pasuk itself, and half learnt out from a Hekesh. So now do we call that now with the Indian davar lame behekish chazer umlame behekish, do we say that that's called something that was learned out behekish? Some of it was learned out behekish, and some of it was not. So it's a machlekes and zvachim. So says the Gemara is the first teretz, and hai haimenu v'davar acheru, that being that that first limud is not a complete hekish. Some of it is learned out from itself, and some of it's learned out from a hekish. V'loi havi hekish, it's not considered a hekish with regards to this rule that you can't make a double hekish. Well, says the Gemara, hanich l'man Amr Lehavi Hekesh. That's all understandable if you're Rabbi Akiva. He's the man Amr and Svachim who says that it's not considered a Hekesh with regards to this rule. El Lamand Amr Havi Hekesh, but according to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel and Svachim says that it is considered a Hekesh with regards to this rule. So then we have this problem that it's something which in itself is learned out from a Hekesh, and you can't make another Hekesh on the Hekesh. So says the Gemara, another teretz, a second teretz. That's not a problem of a double Hekesh, because the two Hekeshim are on two different things. The first Hekesh was on the animals, was the Par from the Sayer, and the Sayer from the Par. The second Hekesh is on the Makayim, that we learn out the Hekesh from the Kodesh HaGadoshim to the Heichal. It's not on the animal, it's on the Makayim. So being that the two Hekeshim are on two different things, so therefore it's not a problem to make a double Hekesh. Yibayis Ema, third Teretz, that Chutz Mibifnim B'chad Zimna Gamar. That here there's no problem of making a double Hekesh, because Chutz Mibifnim B'chad Zimna Gamar. Because anyways we're making the Hekesh. The Rashi is Masber, is that anyways there are parts of the Par and the Sayer that are written Lehedyin, the Pasuk, like we just mentioned. Now we have a Hekesh to learn out the Kodesh HaKadoshim from the Heichal. So being that for sure some of the limud we for sure could make, we could for sure learn out from the Kodesh HaKadoshim that the Sayer is sprinkled one time upwards. We could for sure learn out that the Par is sprinkled seven times downwards, because those are things which are not learned out from Hekesh. Those are Lehedi in the Pasuk. So now once we have the right to make the Hekesh from the Kodesh HaKadoshim to the Heichal, because part of what's done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim is written Lehedi in the Pasuk, once we have the right to make the Hekesh, so now we can make the Hekesh all the way. Once we're anyways making the Hekesh, so it's all one Hekesh, so now we can even learn out things that are learned out from Hekesh. The problem of making a double Hekesh is only when the whole thing that we're making the double Hekesh on is something which itself was learned out from a Hekesh. But here where part of it wasn't, so even though it's considered, it has a shame Hekesh to it, but it's not a problem of making a double Hekesh, it's anyway ways we need to make the Hekesh. Part of it we could make the Hekesh on because it's written Lehedi in the Pasuk, so then it's not considered a problem of making a double Hekesh. Says the Gemara Veiter, Tana. We learned in the Braisa, on this topic of sprinkling the dam of the par and the dam of the sawyer, that kishuhu mazeh, when the kohen gadol is mazeh the dam in the heichal, eino mazeh al haparechas. He doesn't sprinkle the dam actually on the parechas. We mentioned this before on the Nehemiah Aleph, that he doesn't sprinkle the dam actually on the parechas, ela keneged haparechas. He just sprinkles the dam towards the parechas, but it doesn't actually touch the parechas. He just sprinkles it one time in an upwards motion, and then seven times in a downwards motion, but it doesn't actually touch the parechas. That's the Tanakhama. However, Amar Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yaisi says, and the way the Tetzis Yeshanim explains is that he's being chaylik, that no, it's not true. It has to touch the parechas. And said Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yaisi, I'll bring you a raya. What's my raya? I saw the parechas. Ani reisiya bereimi. I went to Rome, and I saw the parechas. V'hayu aleha kamati beidamim shal par v'shal v'sayr shal yom ha-kipurim. And I saw that the parechas had on it dam from the par and the sar of Yom Kippur. So you can't argue on that. I saw the parechas, and the parechas had on it drops of dam. So you see, obviously, the Kohen Gadol has to sprinkle the dam, and it has to touch the parechas, because I saw it. Well, frak the Gemara, v'dilma de par helum davar shal tzibur, v'si'iri avayda zara. There are other karbanes that are brought in the heichal that the Kohen needs to sprinkle a keneged the parechas. And maybe these karbanes, it has to actually touch the parechas. The par helum davar shal tzibur is a karban brought when Bezdin makes a mistake in psak on certain averas, and Klal Yisrael, Raim of the Am, are nichshol na'avera. So when they find out that they made a mistake, so they bring a par lechatas, it's called the par helum davar shal tzibur, and the sibri of avayda zara is a similar thing, just when the avera that they made a mistake on was na'avera of avayda zara, so then they bring a par le'ayla and a seir lechatas. And at both of those chatais, the par of the helum davar shal tzibur and the seir of avayda zara, the halacha is that it gets sprinkled in the heichal connected the pareichas. So frek the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar says that he saw the parechas. He went to Rome and he saw the parechas. And he saw that there was dam on the parechas. But how does he know that that dam was dam which came from the par and the sayer of Yom Kippur? Maybe it was dam which came from the par and the sayer of these karbanis, which also get sprinkled on the parechas. Says the Gemara, he knew that it was dafka, the par of Yom Kippur, and the sayer of Yom Kippur. How did he know? Because So again, in fact, the Gemara v'dilma the parhelum davar shal tzibur v'sir v'dezar havu says the Gemara no the chaza the avidi kesedron. He saw that the dam was sprinkled in a seder kematzlif. He saw that it was one time upwards and then seven dots going in a downwards motion in a line. So we saw now that halacha of sprinkling one time upwards and seven times downwards is not a halacha that applies to the parhelum davar shal tzibur and the sir v'dezar. So from that which he saw that the dam was sprinkled specifically in this kind of way. He saw that the dam on the parechas was in this form of a line of dot, dot, dot from upwards to downwards. So he was able to tell that obviously this was dam which came from the par and the sayer of Yom Kippur, and therefore that was his raya that the par and the sayer, that when the Kohen Gadol sprinkles the dam in the heichal, that it has to actually touch the parechas. Now, how did Rabbi Lazar see the parechas? So the Gemara Me'ilo on Yedzayinim Abayis, Rashi over here brings it, tells us that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and Rabbi Lazar, they one time went to Rome to be mevatel gzeiros. And to make a long story short, basically Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, he saved the daughter of the Caesar, and as a reward, so the Caesar told them that they could go into his treasure room, and it was in this treasure room that Rabbi Lazar says that he saw the parechas, and that it had these drops of dam on it. Agav, I saw that. Why was there only one set? Meaning, if you saw the parechas of the Beis HaMikdash, so the Chayre, there should have been tons of dam on the parechas from all the different Yom HaKippurim. Why did he only see, it seems like he only saw like one set of dam? So I saw somewhere that Rav Chaim Kanievsky references the Tesefta Mesechah Shkalim, Peri Gimel, Halacha Yid Aleph. There the Tesefta says that they used to change the parechas every Erev Yom Kippur. So therefore, he only saw one set, because every Erev Yom Kippur, they changed the parechas. So you would never have dam from two different Yom Kippurs on one parechas, because they would change it every Erev Yom Kippur. Al Kapanim, so that's how Rabbi Lazar saw the parechas. So now L'chayre, the kasha is, how does the Tanakama argue on Rabbi Lazar? L'chayre, case closed. Rabbi Lazar said he saw the parechas. What, you're going to tell him that you think he's not telling the truth? Chas Hashem, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yaisi. So what's the pshan in the Tanakama? How could he argue on Rabbi Lazar who's saying that he saw the parechas and he saw that there was dam which clearly looked like the dam of Yom Kippur? So the Tezvi Shanim points out that there is a counter argument that could be made on Rabbi Lazar. And that is that it could be a really the par and the sayer of Yom Kippur doesn't need to touch the pareches. Ah, Rabbi Lazar saw that there was dam on the pareches. It could be that when the Kohen Gadol was being mazed the dam, it happened to be that it touched the pareches. There's no halacha that it can't touch the pareches. There was a halacha that the Tanakhama says that it doesn't need to touch the pareches. But maybe when the Kohen Gadol sprinkled the dam, it happened to have touched the pareches. And that's why he saw that there was dam on the pareches, but not because there's a chiyah for it to touch the pareches. And the Tezis Shanim explains that Rabbi Lazar was not masking to this counter-argument because he held that the Kehanim are Zrizim, they're very careful with what they do, and if we could assume that if there's a halacha that it doesn't need to touch the pareches, so then it wouldn't have touched the pareches, and that's the machlekes. So therefore we have a machlekes on the common Rabbi Lazar, if the dam, when the Kohen Gadol sprinkles the dam in the Heichal, connected the pareches, if it has to touch the pareches. According to the Tanakhama, it does not need to touch the pareches, and according to Rabbi Lazar, it needs to touch the pareches. Says the Gemara Vayter, Utna nami gabi par helom davar shel tzibur, ki hai gavna, we also have a Mishnah, so the Rishayim say really it's not a Mishnah, it's a Braisa, so really you should switch the gears into Vitanya. The Vitanya nami gabi par helom davar shel tzibur, we have a Braisa as well regarding the par helom davar shel tzibur, ki hai gavna about this as well, it's a similar type of story, kishuhu maza, lo hayu naigin bepareches. The Tanakhama says when they're maza, the dam of the par helom davar shel tzibur, it does not need to touch the pareches. Vimnagu nagu, but if it touches it, that's fine. There's no need for it, but if it happens, it's fine. Amar Rabbi Lazar said, and Amar Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yaisi, he said, it's not true. It needs to touch the pareches. Now bring your raya. What's my raya? I saw it, Baraimi. I saw it when I went to Rome. That time I went into the Caesar's treasure room, and I saw a pareches. And I saw that it had on it, on the pareches dam from the parhelm davar shel tzibur and siri avodah zarah. So you can't tell me it doesn't need to touch it. I saw it and it touched. It was on the pareches. Says the Gemara, v'dimu the par v'sar shiyom ha-kipurim ninu. How did he know that it was dam of the par v'sar shiyom of the par helm davar shel tzibur and the siri avodah zarah? Maybe it was dam of the par and the sayer of Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, the chazinu da'avidi shloi kesidron. Because I saw that it was shloi kesidron. I saw that it wasn't in this order that we explained before of dots from up to down or down to up, however you want to call it, but in a row. It wasn't dam that was in a specific row. It was sort of just random spots of dam, and therefore I was able to tell that it's not the dam of the par and the sayer of Yom Kippur. Rather was the dam of the parham davar shel tzibur and the siriei of avodah zarah, which the Achrona point out that obviously you don't have to say that this is a machlekes with the previous version of the previous brayso that we had before. It could be that when Rabbi Lazar went to the treasure room of the Caesar, that he saw over there two pareches. So one of them had the dam of it that was kesidron, so that he saw was the dam from Yom Kippur, and the other one was shaloi kesidron, and that's how he saw that it was from the parham davar shel tzibur and the siriei avodah zarah, where you could say that he saw two sets on the same pareches, but it wasn't, and one of the sets was kesidron, and one of the sets was shaloi kesidron. Now, Taisus over here brings from a Mishnah Megillah that seems to say that there was no such thing as a parhelm davar shel tzibur bizman bayisheni. There was a naik parhelm davar shel tzibur was not naik bizman bayisheni. And based on that, Taisus asks an interesting kasha. He says, "Mimanufshach, when could the story have taken place that they sprinkled the dam on this pareches? If it was bizman bayis rishon, there was no pareches. There was an amatraxin. So how could there be dam on the pareches? So when was there pareches? Only bizman bayisheni. So you have to say that the story took place bizman bayisheni. But the kasha is, if it took place bizman bayisheni, there was no par helm davar shel tzibur bizman the second base of mikdash. So therefore, Taisus asked me, manufshach, what are we discussing over here? So says Taisus. So you could say that that's not what the Mishnah Megillah really means. Taisus has a different pshat in the Mishnah Megillah that really there was par helm davar shel tzibur, that it was naig bizman bayisheni. So if you say like that, and there's no kasha. But Taisus in his first tarot assumes that the pshan of the Mishnah is that they were not noyeg par helm davar shel tzibur bizman bayisheni, and therefore we ask this kasha that we manufshach, if it's talking about bizman bayis rishon, so then there's no pareches, and if it's bizman bayisheni, so then there's no par helm davar shel tzibur. So says Taisus, it's not true that even, and this is a really important nekuda to realize, that even in bizman bayis rishon that there was an amatraxin that separated the heicha from the kodesh hakodashim, that just means that most of the divider was was this Amatraxa, was this wall. However, in the middle, by the Pesach, that like was really, we mentioned in the Gemara, the Dalamad Aleph, that by the Pesach, by the opening, by the where you went into the Kayash HaGadashim from the Heichal, so there was an opening in the Amatraxin. That door, that opening, had a Pareichas, which blocked it. So there was a Pareichas, was found by Yisrishan also. It's just that the whole entire divider wasn't a Pareichas. The divider, for the most part, was a wall, was the Amatraxin. However, Lamaisa, by the Pesach, so there was a Pareichas, and therefore Tosfos says we could be talking about Bezman Bayis Rishon, which is why that's how it's possible, that's how it's Shayach, that it was Nahig, Parham Davar Shal Tzibor, and still Rabbi Elazar was able to see Dam on a Pareichas, because there was a Pareichas, Bezman Bayis Rishon. Alright, so on Gevura Sari, the Shagas Ari asks on Tosfos, that how could you have a Havamina that were talking about Bezman the Bayis Rishon, that this Pareichas was from the first Beis HaMikdash? When did Rabbi Elazar go to Rome? We said that he went with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Now Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was after the Chorban Sheni. He was after the Chorban Bayis Sheni. So that would have to mean that this Pareichas was at least 500 years old. The Mikdash Sheni itself we had earlier on Tesfos and Aleph was 400 and lasted for 420 years. So therefore, the Shagas Aryeh Aslan Tais is that it's not mistaber that this Pareichas could be from the Bayis Rishon if that the blood would still be nicker on the Pareichas. Says the Gemara Veiter. What's the halacha? So seemingly we're talking in the Heichal, because in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's not shayach that you would have two bloods that got mixed with each other, the dam of the par and the dam of the sayer, because the Kohen Gadol sprinkles the dam of the par before he even shechts the dam of the sayer, unless you say that this Gemara is being chaylik on that halacha. So let's just assume that right now we're talking in the Heichal. So after the Kohen Gadol sprinkles the dam of the par and the dam of the sayer in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so he goes down now to sprinkle it in the Heichal, and it's arvul dam bedamim, and the blood gets mixed up with each other. It gets mixed in, let's say, to the same kli. So what's the halacha? How does he go ahead now and sprinkle the dam of the par and the sayer in the heichal when now all the dam is mixed together? It's all in one kli. So Amar Rava. Rava says what he does is like this. He does one set of one time upwards, seven times downwards, and that works as the hazah both for the par and for the sayer. Amruah kamed Rabbi Yirmiyah. So they said this halacha over b'shem Rava to Rav Yirmiya, and Amar Rav Yirmiya commented. He said, "Bablai tapshai, these foolish Babylonians, b'shem the diary bar the chashucha, Amri Shvaitzah the mishchashchon, because they live in a dark land, they live in Bavel, so they say like dark sfaras, things that don't make any sense. Hakiyahiv, mean what's the problem with this? The problem with this is that hakiyahiv lamaila the sayer mikmei mata the par. If you're telling me that he's just going to do one set, one time upwards, seven times downwards, and that's an encounter." As both, that means you're telling me that when he sprinkles one time upwards, that counts as the hazah upwards, both of the par and of the sayer. Then he's going to sprinkle seven times downwards, and that's also, it's going to be for the par and for the sayer. So it comes out that he sprinkled the dam of the sayer upwards before he ever completed sprinkling the dam of the par, because that was before he sprinkled the downwards, the hazais of the par. Now, what's the problem with that? The problem with that is about Torah Amra, the Torah says, Bechila mikaperes ha-kodesh, that you have to finish performing the mitzvah, like the Gemara's about to darshan, kalei dam. First, you have to finish doing the hazah of the dam of the par, and then you go and you finish off sprinkling the dam of the sayer. So you have to first finish sprinkling all the hazahis of the par before going to the sayer. So therefore, Rava's Eitzah is not going to work. The Siach Yitzchak explains that Avada Rava also is made that there's a Seder, and the Seder is Ma'akev, but Rava held that since you're not being makdim all of the hazahis of the sayer before the hazahis of the par, so therefore, it was fine. Meaning, even though you're being makdim the upwards hazah of the sayer before the downwards hazahis of the par, Rava held that that was okay. Since the mice, you're not being makdim all the hazahis of the sayer before the hazahis of the par. And the Siach Yitzchak points out that really we see Be'etzim that Rabbi Yirmi was masking to this type of svara. He just held that he had a drasha from the words v'chila michaper ha-kodesh, that it has to be that you finish, you do complete all the hazahis of the par before moving on to the sayer. Al-Kapanim, so that's Rabbi Yirmiya's taina on Rava.
that you can't use this Eitzah, because then it comes out that you're being makdim, the Hazah upwards of the Sayer, before the seven Hazah is downwards of the Par. So what's the Eitzah? Ela Am Reb Yirmiya. Reb Yirmiya says, that Naisein Achas Lamaylo V'Sheva Lamata. What you do is you sprinkle one time upwards, seven times downwards, L'Shem HaPar, and you have in mind that that should be for the Par. V'Chayzer V'Naisein Achas Lamaylo V'Sheva Lamata L'Shem HaSayer. And then you do a second set, this time you do it for the Sayer. Now, even though all the Dam is mixed together, so the Rishayim, the Taisi Yashanim over here points out that by the first set, it's not considered that you're sprinkling the Dam and the Sayer, because since you're having in mind only the Dam and the Par and not the Dam and the Sayer, so you're not being Yaitse the mitzvah of sprinkling the Dam and the Sayer. Now, the problem of being makd in the Dam and the Sayer is to be makd in the Kiyah mitzvah of sprinkling the Dam and the Sayer before the Dam and the Par. But over here, where you're not having in mind to be Mekayim the mitzvah of sprinkling the Dam and the Sayer, so there's no issue. So you sprinkle it one time a set, one time upwards, seven times downwards, L'shem the Par. You're not having in mind the Sayer, so there's no issue of the Dam Sayer being mixed in, and then you do it again, L'shem the Sayer. Now, even though we learned in Mesachas Brachos, we learned in Rosh Hashanah that there's a man d'amar that mitzvahs don't need kavana. So, l'fi the man d'amar that mitzvahs don't need kavana, so how are you going to explain Rabbi Yirmiyah? So, the Taisi Yishanim over here explains that here, being that it's not the Zman of the mitzvah, because it's not the Zman of the mitzvah of Hazah, of the Dam of the Sayer, until you finish the Hazah of the Par, so there everyone would agree that mitzvahs need kavana. And therefore, since he's having in mind that the first set should only be L'Shem Par, so the fact that this Dam and the Sayer mixed in is not an issue, and then he just does it the second time, and by the second time he only has a mind that should be for the Sayer, and that's how he gets out of this issue of this Arvulei Damim B'damim.